The old Hawaiian fishing village of Miloli'i on Hawaii Island is on its way to achieving herd immunity against COVID-19. This past weekend alone, nearly half of the residents in this remote South Kona community received their coronavirus vaccine. HPR reporter Ku'uwe Hiraishi joins us with more. Aloha.
Aloha, Catherine. Miloli'i, one of Hawaii's last Hawaiian fishing villages, did get their vaccines over the weekend. So 120 of Miloli'i's more than 300 residents received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine at a mobile vaccination clinic. For those who may not be familiar with Miloli'i, it's about an hour's long drive from Miloli'i to the nearest city center or hospital, right? So the idea of getting a vaccination or getting a vaccine in their hometown community was a nice surprise. The pandemic found its way to Miloli'i back in September. We might all remember there was a small outbreak of about a dozen residents in Miloli'i of COVID-19. And so the community at the time was very well aware of how isolated they were in terms of being able to access health care under those circumstances. And if the outbreak had gotten worse to some extent, the possibility of these residents getting the care because they are so far away from a lot of the medical centers. So having that sort of at the back of the minds of community leaders when the vaccine started to roll in, I think is a big reason why they were able to make this mobile vaccination clinic work.
Yeah, you want to make it easy for people.
Exactly. And Ka'imi Kaupiko is a 38-year-old resident of Miloli'i. His family has been part of the village for generations. And he's a community leader there who really worked with Congressman Kaili'i Kahele and Kimo Alameda at the Bay Clinic to make this happen. Here's Kaupiko explaining what went down.
We're fortunate to allow people over 18 to get vaccinated. Like, we didn't have to go to the CDC website to fill anything out. They provided all the paperwork, the information about us getting vaccinated, if we have any allergies and so forth. So we are okay to take it. That was the main thing. It was pretty fast. It was safe. And then kind of, wow, you know, rallied the ohanas down here to, you know, to tell them it's safe and we should be fine. And I encourage them to, you know, take the shot.
Now, Kaupiko did say, like many communities across the state, that there was some hesitation. There were families who weren't entirely convinced that they needed the vaccination. There were families that or individuals that did refuse. But that 120 out of more than 300, that's nearly half. And so that idea, at least from Kimo Alameda over at the Bay Clinic, is that given the number of residents who have already gotten the vaccine through their work sites, paired with this 120, is really taking them close to that 80% herd immunity in terms of protecting the community from future outbreaks. Navigating the world of vaccines, I think, for anyone has been a headache. Have you gotten your vaccine?
Yes, I did. I had to drive to Nanakuli to get it. Because, yeah, otherwise I would have had to wait for a whole month. But someone told me, oh, there's slots. You need people to sign up. So it's like, oh, okay.
Right. And finding out how to do this and if I'm eligible and things like that is even, I think, more of a task in these isolated communities. Miloli'i, very limited, if any, Wi-Fi or internet to access that news on a daily basis. If they are leaving their community and coming across county bulletins or anything on the radio where they'd get that information, very rare. And so what I think we've all come to learn about these isolated communities is that they're very vulnerable to a COVID-19 outbreak because of the lack of these services. So when you talk about bringing a mobile vaccination clinic to some places rural as Miloli'i, Kimo Alameda, CEO of Bay Clinic, had sort of explained what it took. It was a logistical challenge, he says.
First, we got to get the vaccines in a portable freezer. And then for us, you know, we're taking staff down. It takes 2 hours from Hilo to get to Miloli'i. It's a five-mile hike down the hill. And there's no electricity. So, you know, we had to take generators, electrical cards, gasoline. We had to take special Wi-Fi equipment to access the internet. That means we had to take laptops. So we had to kind of replicate a clinic in a halau, in a pavilion, basically. And we have to make sure it's staffed with the appropriate physicians with the credentials, vaccinators, nurses.
Right, and a Bay Clinic, I should mention, is one of 14 federally qualified health centers across the state who have been tasked with targeting the most vulnerable populations like Miloli'i. So isolated, not a lot of access to information or to health care. And so a lot of the Bay Clinic's work right now is figuring out how to reach other isolated communities. And when I think off the top of my head, I'm thinking of places like Kalapana, out in Pune, so far away from city centers, and this mobile vaccination sort of model that Bay Clinic has come up with is something that Alameda at least says is a template for them as they go out to other communities on the Big Island. Hawaii County right now, as of today, has administered more than 82,000 vaccines so far, and these are mostly for essential workers and kupuna. They have gone down to the age of 55, so adults at the two hospitals on the Big Island, adults the age 55 or older are eligible to receive these vaccines. Hawaii County spokesman Cyrus Jonathan says vaccinations aren't the end-all or cure-all, and he's encouraging social distancing and good hygiene as they move through getting as many people vaccinated as possible. Here's Jonathan.
You know, on an average weekend, we are getting close to 4,000, 5,000 vaccinations a weekend. Throughout the week, Omalarpa's getting, you know, up to 500 every day or every other day. And so, you know, we're moving towards the ultimate goal, but I think as of yesterday, Hawaii County is at about a 25% vaccination rate at this point.
Right, so 25% of the Big Island has been vaccinated, according to Jonathan. And, you know, he says it's at this point, it's really about supply. A lot of the systems that they have in place for mass vaccinations are working and are improving as they go. I just heard news today of, I think it was a batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines that had actually failed to meet the quality standards to go out. So these supply sort of hiccups, according to Jonathan, is really the only thing that's preventing them from really getting to more of the most vulnerable communities on the Big Island.
I hope that Johnson & Johnson supply wasn't meant for us. Was it? Do we know?
I'm actually not too sure. I saw the headline and maybe the lead, but, you know, what we have heard stories of vaccines not, you know, being used properly or stored properly. And that's even a bigger challenge, I think, when you're talking about, as Alameda had said, taking these vaccines out to these rural communities, hour or 2 hour long drives.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the story.
Mahalo.
We've been talking to HBR's Ku'u'be Hiraishi. To find her stories, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.